some used nuclear fuel from a reactor in California is missing. The electric utility that owns the reactor has been looking for the fuel for more than 2 months. Nuclear engineers point out that the missing fuel only amounts to a few small pieces and doesn't pose a risk, but it is part of a much bigger problem. There is a lot of highly radioactive material stacking up at power plants with nowhere to go. Some say that's risky, and everyone agrees it's costing a lot of money. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more on the nation's nuclear fuel backlog.
Uranium in nuclear plants doesn't burn up like coal or oil. What it does is undergo a reaction, which creates heat to make electricity. When the fuel is spent, it's taken out of the reactor. At that point, it's highly radioactive, so it's stored in pools of water to keep it cool and out of harm's way. In August, the utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, discovered that parts of an old fuel rod stored at its mothballed Humboldt plant in California were missing. Engineers are still looking in the spent fuel pool to see if it's there. That's the third time in 4 years that a nuclear plant has lost track of spent fuel. In one case, it was just a clerical error. The fuel was never lost. In another, though, the fuel is still unaccounted for. Eileen Supko, a nuclear engineer with Energy Resources International, says record-keeping at older power plants like Humboldt wasn't always what it should have been.
The sites where their issues have occurred are all older plants that are shut down for decommissioning, and it doesn't surprise me that some of these older facilities, their records may not be as good as they would be today.
The spent fuel could have been shipped off to some nuclear dump, or it might still be in the Humboldt pool. Supko says either way, it's unlikely to be a potential terrorist tool. That view is shared, to a point, by physicist and nuclear critic Edwin Lyman of the Union of Concerned Scientists. But Lyman says what is worrisome is that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is not paying enough attention to where all the spent fuel is.
It does point to major inadequacies in the Nuclear Regulatory Commission's regulation of materials at nuclear power plants that could be useful either to make radiological weapons or to make nuclear weapons.
In fact, the NRC has asked nuclear power plants to undertake thorough inventories of spent fuel. But environmental critics say even if the accounting is accurate, the pools themselves are the most vulnerable parts of nuclear plants. Usually they are not built under thick cement domes like the reactors themselves. If the cooling water were to be lost, the spent fuel could burn and spread radiation. And Lyman points out that people are living closer.
Many reactor sites are in densely populated areas. Some that were originally sited in rural areas are now in suburban areas because of the growth of suburban sprawl. And so spent fuel storage at reactor sites could potentially pose a severe hazard if there were either an accident or a terrorist attack.
And plant operators are packing more spent fuel into their pools than they used to. The NRC told operators in July to make the pools less vulnerable to an accident or attack. That directive, according to an NRC document, is supported by a recent secret study of spent fuel pools by the National Academy of Sciences. Nuclear engineer Eileen Supko, who advises utilities on how to handle nuclear fuel, says in any case, every plant in the country will run out of room in their pools in about 10 years.
We've already have today 29 nuclear plant sites that have 48 nuclear reactors on those sites that have run out of storage capacity and had to build additional capacity outside the pools.
That requires engineers to take the fuel rods out of the pools and put them in big steel and concrete casks. These sit outside the reactor on a concrete pad. The casks are generally considered to be a safer place than the pools, but it costs millions of dollars to transfer the waste and millions more to maintain and protect the casks. Nuclear utilities say they shouldn't have to pay for that. They point out that in 1983, the federal government signed a contract to take spent fuel off their hands. In exchange for billions of dollars in fees, the Department of Energy would bury the stuff. The site was to be Yucca Mountain in Nevada, and the date to start pickup was 1998.
The federal government failed to live up to its promise to begin removing spent fuel from our sites in 1998.
Adam Levin is in charge of spent fuel for Exelon, which operates several nuclear power plants. Exelon sued the federal government to pay for the cost of dry storage. This summer, the government settled, agreeing to pay Exelon $300 million over the next 5 years to cover the cost of putting its fuel in casks.
If DOE does not begin removing spent fuel from the sites in 2010 and the program continues to delay, that number will rise significantly.
That's just the beginning. There are 61 lawsuits pending against the government. Practically every nuclear utility wants the government to pay. Attorney Jerry Stock with the firm Spriggs and Hollingsworth in Washington represents several utilities.
They want the fuel moved. They don't want these dry storage facilities to become permanent, sort of mini Yucca Mountains, you know, all over the country.
And, Stock says, the government broke its promise.
There's a moral responsibility issue. I mean, the government in this country is bound to honor its contracts in like manner as private parties.
The Department of Energy now says the repository won't be ready until 2010. Many nuclear experts say that date is wildly optimistic. There is opposition from environmental groups and the state of Nevada, who argue that Yucca Mountain's safety is still not proven. Moreover, a federal court recently ruled that the government must now assure the repository's safety, not for a mere 10,000 years, but perhaps for hundreds of thousands of years. If the utilities win their cases, they could collect billions of dollars from the government. That would likely shift the cost from those who got nuclear-powered electricity to the general taxpayer. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.